This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella ready to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Ow. Oh. Ow. Ouch. Oh, that's what headphones are. Hi, I'm Mono. You are listening or watching Drag Her Internacional. So happy to be here. We're covering only three franchises of Drag Race today. Phew! And if you like what you're listening to, remember, you can follow us right here at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram, or give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcasts. Ooh, they fill our hearts with joy, love, and come. So, very excited. We're going to be talking the three franchises. You know, I need the... she's the Cher. She's the Cher of this podcast. And not just because she's old as fucking dirt. I am so excited to Oscar Montoya, Oscar Montoya, Oscar Montoya. Ooh, here she comes, Dee Dees. It's the one and only. Oh my God. So dark-sided. Just your presence. Oh my God. You can let go. You can please stop choking.
Interesting. I just sprayed the room with holy water. And, you just started reacting that way. So
ew. That's very fun. Hi, bitch.
Hi.
Hey, I forgot to say, and I should immediately say, if you like us watching so much Drag Race, you got to throw us a coin. So if you like it, throw me a coin at my name, Mono Agapian, on Venmo. You'll see my hairy head. And Oscar.
At Ozzymo on Venmo. O-Z-Z-Y-M-O.
Ooh, and before I even forget, get one of those final Sniggity Snack tickets that are popping off for Bad Drag Race.
That's right.
The drag event of the year. I'm not even going to lie. I'm like, why would I lie?
Because you are a liar. But in this one instance, you are not lying. And it is really the funniest, best show in Los Angeles. We have the crunchiest drag queens that fight. I mean, you want to talk about nerve? You want to talk about talent? You want to talk about uniqueness? No charisma. No, absolutely no charisma.
None.
That part is deleted, scrubbed off our show. But
this
it is
wild.
The funniest collection of drag performers competing for an imaginary crown. And then you're going to see Mono and I in drag, which is a sight to see.
Girl, my wig is so fucked. I was like, is this look okay? And like at some angles, I think it looks okay. And at some angles, I'm like, it looks like shit.
Wait, but look that you're bringing on Friday?
My wig is rough. But I don't want to spend money to get it fixed up. Not just yet.
Listen. Give Mono money. He desperately needs it.
Well, you know how expensive drag is.
Mono found roadkill and plopped it on his head. So please.
I know.
He needs money for a new wig.
But see, I would never come for your wig. See, if I wanted to, I would come for your makeup.
I don't wear wigs.
Or if I wanted to, I could come for your talent.
I don't put on makeup. I don't have
to. Oh, really?
Talent.
You should. So now, okay. So now, now she's roasting herself. Okay. Ginger's joining us from Australia. Hi, Ginger.
Hi, Ginge.
You're not gonna like what I have to say.
Yeah. How is the drag scene down under, Ginge? Please.
It must be better than the TV show. It has to be better than the show.
Shall we start with Down Under? I think we should get that out of the way. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me pull up. Let me just see, just so I remember what we're talking. The last two episodes of Down Under. That's what we're talking. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Okay. What happened on Down Under? We had Bosom Buddies. What was that one? Oh my god. Bosom Buddies. Bosom Buddies. So this is the girl group challenge. They're singing the song Bosom Buddies. We're 6 and 6 at this point. Mm-hmm. 6 and 6?
6 and 6. Girl, you're so stupid.
4 and 4?
I think it's 3 and 3.
That checks out.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Wow. Well, somebody was checked out while watching this episode.
I am not going to apologize, and I'll tell you why. The number of drag seasons I'm watching right now are just incomprehensible. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm trying to Bosom Buddies. Very fun. Obviously, we have the remaining queens include Yuri Guy.
Yeah.
Queen Kong. Hannah Conda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Molly Poppins. Spanky Jackson.
And...
That's it. There's that six.
Beverly Kills.
Oh, God.
You forgot. Wow. She hates Beverly Kills.
I would like to.
She's had a very funny, speaking of J. Jolie, very J. Jolie type presence on this season.
Honestly, it's feeling closer to LaGanja for me.
It's a LaGanja for you.
In the opposite way, because Beverly Kills does read as inauthentic to me. And I think it's someone who's like trying to take control of production, that she's trying to produce her own storyline. She's coming across as very fake to me. The other queens are calling her out on that. She gets very defensive. I mean, Queen Kong, for example, like that whole fight that they have. Team Queen for me. So like,
I was too. I mean, look, it was just good TV, so I was, like, glad it existed, period, so something interesting would happen. It was an interesting moment. Sorry, WoW Plus is doing a terrible job working right now. It's not working.
You didn't see the episode.
I saw
you. You
shit.
Need it. You're watching it live. You're watching it right now as you're trying to.
Oh my god! Oh wow! Look at her jump.
That was RuPaul when she walked into the workroom. Fuck! They're still here.
I was trying to look up fucking Bosom Buddies because WoW Presents Plus is such a shitty website.
But well, it's like it's interesting.
Talk to me,
the
babe.
The song itself. Oh yeah, so they're tasked with like writing verses for a song. Two of them are exactly the same. I do miss the days where like they get different songs, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of like them just doing the same song because it's like, then what's the point of being in teams?
Right. It is a trick too, because it's like the second people always are like, guess what? You get to do the same exact song.
And then if you're going second, it's like a kind of whack, you know, it doesn't really make sense. So,
yeah. Damn. Yeah, it's very wild. I can't remember. I know Beverly Kills did a great job in this one. Like, she's a good dancer and singer. Come on. You can't say she wasn't She's good at it. She's good at performing.
She's good. Her rap, I mean, was it? I don't remember it. The thing that I will say that she really impressed the shit out of me, and it was Spanky Jackson. She turned it. That bitch is a fucking performer. And we got a glimpse of it in the very first episode when she lip synced for her life. I was like, oh, there's some fight. There's some fight.
Okay, yeah,
with
she's
this girl.
Fun. But what a funny edit.
When she performed, I was like, oh, she has it. Oh, she has it.
Interesting.
She's a superstar. Okay.
Oh, see. Yeah.
Were you not buying what she was selling?
There's a twinkle behind her eyes, but I'm not like goo 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 gagged. I'm not.
Well, also, I mean, her runway was, you know, left to be desired.
So funny that we've come from UK where RuPaul is like, I don't want to see any fucking H&M. Mm-hmm. To now RuPaul is just like, okay, let's go.
Well, girl, like, you have to remember she's grading on a curve, mama.
But that's not, I mean, but is that fair?
It has to be. We're talking about down under, bitch. Okay.
What's wrong if they can't get their drag together?
If people put foundation on, that's already okay. Wow. You've already passed this test. You know, it's down under, bitch. This ain't UK. It's not UK. It's not Philippines. It's not. It's not España. This is you. That is down under. Okay.
Yeah. Clearly.
You put on a lash. That's drag, bitch. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm so curious about. Is like, I want people from the down under, like Ginge or anyone else who like, is the aesthetic standard different or?
No, it's not. There's some fear. Listen, you cannot tell me. Okay. You take people like, I'm going to put Spank in this category now after watching this episode. You put people like Spanky Jackson, like Queen Kong. These are fierce bitches that you can see sparks when they perform. They're on performance mode. These are top tier drag queens.
Yeah.
They're good drag queens. The problem is, do they translate on a TV show? And the answer is no, they do not.
Yeah.
No, they do not. They're not good. I mean, Queen Kong is so frustrating to me. Oh, she's so frustrating to
me. It's very frustrating because she hasn't won yet.
Sure, but also, yeah, whatever. Yeah, and so, I don't think she should win yet.
You feel like she hasn't crossed the finish line.
Well, she's not good in these challenges, you know? She's a fucking fierce drag performer.
Mm-hmm.
But she's so, like, oh, she's so down on her, like, and I totally relate
to
someone who's just, like,
drag.
So, she's, like, such a, I don't want to say buzzkill, but girl, I'm like, is every story you tell a sob story? Like,
yeah,
you know, she's so heavy. She's so, like, you know, I still want her to win. I still want her to be the winner of this season.
I guess there is a chance that she's going to win, right? Because it's,
yeah, it's harder now. I feel like Hannah Condis got it in the bag. Like, it's easy for her now to win, but I really hope Queen Kong, like, doesn't upset and like really just impresses the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And she hasn't really been able to do that. But is she a good drag queen? Absolutely. She's one of the best drag queens I've seen when it comes to performance.
Like, isn't that interesting that she's like, I don't know. It's very interesting. Yeah. She's a great performer. The lip sync. Well, the one in the next episode was,
we can't
crazy.
Talk about that yet. We can't talk about that.
Don't
yet.
Talk about that. Don't joke about that. So, so in the girl group challenge, we end up having our bottom two being Molly and Beverly. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, Yuri and Beverly.
Oh, Yuri and Beverly.
Yuri and Beverly. Yuri also frustrating because, like, there seemed to be so much excitement there. And Yuri, like, even they were like, she just gave up on herself. Something was wrong. Something wasn't right. But
yeah, Ginge is totally right. The focus is more on performance than it is aesthetic.
Okay.
And honestly, I think that's, like, true with a lot of, like, I think, like, in terms of, like, that's why I love Thailand so much, because the emphasis is on performance. And I think maybe Down Under might be the case as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, I don't know. I can't latch onto a personality that I really vibe with, you know, on this season.
It's funny, like, internationally, the only series I can think of that maybe isn't as performance focused is Drag Race Holland. Maybe Drag Race Holland is a look heavy world. Like, cause every other international franchise I think of, I don't know.
I mean, France, I would put France in there.
Yeah. You think they're more Luke?
They're definitely like, I mean, according to the winner, it's like 90% looks, 3% performance.
Ooh. Wow. Wow.
Did I lie?
Fuck. Did I lie? No, you didn't lie yet. Damn, World WoW Presents Plus sucks ass. It's not working for me. If anyone
That's fine,
else,
girl.
Just, whatever.
It's right
we
here.
Saw it. It's right up oh, here. I'm trying to remember it. I do remember just being like,
"You are such
I liked-
a Virgo, bitch." I gotta say, you are such a Virgo.
Call me.
You
out.
Need the
Call
you need
out.
The visual proof in order to like function, or else you can't.
I don't remember any of their runways. I don't remember any of their.
The only thing
yes,
you have to remember
you are
is
true.
That Spanky Jackson showed up with a loose ass,
loose latex,
latex outfit.
How?
Which I am like, what?
How?
Okay, girl.
But how? Okay. But how?
I don't know.
It was wild.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was goofy,
know.
Goofy, goofy. And then the next
And she was.
Episode,
she was on top. That, like, it didn't matter. It didn't matter what she wore on the runway. She still won. And somebody in the chat mentioned that they think Spanky has it.
She's going to win. Oh, God.
And I see her being in the top three, maybe top two, but I just don't think. They might pull a stunt where it's like, okay, we're just going to give it to the favorite. Because I do feel like Spanky is RuPaul's favorite. But I don't
yes.
think the producers are crazy about Spanky. I think
no.
the producers really want Hannah to win.
I mean, team look. I mean, come on. Like, the looks are neither glamorous nor funny. It's like, where are we going with this? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? They're bad. They're mm-hmm. like, shit, we wear. Which is not
yeah.
good news.
That's actually correct.
She looks yeah. like us. Like, look, I tried. I got this on Amazon. I'm doing my fucking best. It's
yeah, and it's three sizes too big. Whatever. I'll still wear it.
Whatever. I'm good. And they're like, I've never seen them read a queen so hard, but also with no, there's no critique behind it. They're like, yeah, bitch, you need tights.
But they love her that way. They love her because she's so sort of crunchy and messy.
Yeah, like, yeah, okay, work.
And also, I mean, what I do like is that there's a sense of self-awareness with Spanky. Mm-hmm. Like, Spanky isn't claiming to be a look queen by any stretch of the imagination.
Heavens,
I just
no.
would like it, and that's just a preference for me, that mm-hmm. a queen who is so good, because she's really good at performance, she delivers, and she's a good game show contestant. You know what I mean? She knows how to play
the game. Oh, you called her a contestant.
The game. Well, yeah, actually, yes. I meant to do that, yes. she's good at being on TV, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I would just love for her to put as much effort into her performance as her looks.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's reached that. I don't think she's there.
T, like, she was really... well, go ahead and jump to the next episode. She was funny.
Wow, you got nothing to say about Yuri Guy going home?
I wanted Yuri Guy to pull through. I feel like we never got to see her. But again, if she's too busy going to the hospital and all this other nonsense,
Ooh.
She's too busy. she didn't seem that hungry or thirsty for it. Or she got there and adored Delano. She was just like, oh, this isn't for me. I don't like
she
this.
She seemed
that was
to
the
just
vibe.
Be there for a good time, you know? She didn't strike me as someone who was going to last very long in the competition.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But she could have. I mean,
I don't think so.
Well, look, I mean, look, everyone's asleep in this cast, in my opinion. That's,
not everyone. That's unfair. I think that's unfair.
I
to
like,
say.
To me, Hannah Conda is maybe the only one doing the show.
She's the only one playing the game, you're saying. Okay.
Playing the game. So let's talk about the next one is commercials, tourism commercials,
mm-hmm.
Kiki. Queen mm-hmm. Kong is made up a little bit with Beverly Kills. They're like, we really let the competition get to our heads. That whole thing.
Yeah.
That Next. Whole thing.
Anyway. Like, okay.
Honestly, bitch, keep your pussy on fire and keep your feud alive. That's my advice to you.
Okay. It didn't feel like their feud was over, though.
Okay. I think
it
well,
didn't feel like that. I feel like Queen Kong
pays
just
off
to be like,
end.
Stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Just stop talking to me.
It was a funny, it was a very reminiscent of UK season 2, where like it was a fight started over nothing. Like Lawrence Chaney being like, you fucked me with the order. And then it like
right.
continued for
right.
no reason.
Right. But I do think it's for a good reason. I think Beverly Kills is being incredibly inauthentic and just like trying to play to the cameras. And Queen Kong is annoyed by that, and rightfully so. Queen Kong should
yeah.
be annoyed by that because she's here to have a good time. And then, like, for example, if you and I got on Drag Race, and suddenly you started talking in a British accent and like being like this other fucking, if you started being like a nice person,
I would be
so fucking annoyed with you.
It would bother me, darling.
Exactly. If you maxed this competition and then came up to me trying to kiki in your max way, I would be like, I want to punch you so fucking bad.
I just want you to know, we're too ugly, but if we ever got on, I would fight with you the whole time.
I know you would.
And like,
I wouldn't let you have the screen time, bitch. It would not bother me. I'm above it.
I tried to come to you as a sister. I tried to come to you.
And then I turn and look at you and say, I don't know you.
You don't know me. I don't think.
Oh, cause she's British. Okay.
I am British.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, I bet you're a little intimidated of therapy. Be honest, I think we all are. It's kind of scary until you get into it and you realize, oh, holy shit, this is the land of Oz and I could be in the Emerald City all goddamn day long. That's what BetterHelp has done for me. It's put me in touch with a licensed professional therapist who is able to communicate with me in ways that people in my life can't. Don't just talk to your Judys, okay? Because your Judys can't be as direct as a licensed professional therapist can. And these therapists can talk to you in any way you like. You can chat, you can do video, you can do phone calls. It really helps me to have that malleability, and I know it'll help you too. So why not do that while saving money? Money that traditional therapy can't guarantee. That's right, BetterHelp gives it to you for cheaper, entirely online, conveniently, flexibly, suited to your schedule, mama. So go fill out the brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed professional therapist. Want to switch? Guess what? There's no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. Ooh, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher.
So hometown honeys, tourism videos. Spanky was like the only one that kind of had like a, well, not the only one. No, Hannah's no. had a lot of Hannah and Spanky.
I thought Hannah's was the best, obviously.
Hannah's was really Hannah's polished. Was you want to talk of Virgo energy? Virgo energy.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
She's the Virgo in this contest. Just being like,
yeah, I can see that.
Look, polish, let me hit my marks. Mm-hmm. Molly Poppins, mm-hmm. I guess, was funny enough.
Here's the thing. Okay, here's what I'll say about Molly Poppins, because...
what a mystery.
Molly Poppins is an... I'm going to say this, and people might be mad or whatever, or not care. Real tea, Molly Poppins is my favorite in this season.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why,
I would love it if you did.
But can I start? And I think the reason is that Molly Poppins is getting fucked over by the edit.
Is she?
In a weird way, because she keeps doing okay, and as a matter of fact, winning the very first episode. But like, production doesn't seem to care about Molly Poppins, because they're like, yeah, whatever.
I think she's dead. Can I finish?
I know you let me start, but you
can I talk? But may I talk? May I reply?
Because she won that first episode, and typically they go to the girl and they like interview her about her win. She didn't even get that in her own episode. She didn't have any sort of, I don't know what the editor's journey is in Molly Poppins. And I feel like Molly Poppins is doing something that Hannah Conda is doing, I would say just as well, but maybe Molly's a little like more lost and less focused. She feels like an Aquarius, you know? And the production team is just like, anyway, whatever. Molly Poppins is a sacrificial lamb. You know she's going to go home next episode.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
And I mean, that would back up, because apparently girls on set said that her snatch game was hilarious. But
Molly's?
Yes. They were like, liar. On set, it was hilarious.
Liar.
This is what the queens of the dumb said.
I don't believe you at all. That was some weird pact that they
That's
made.
That's what I'm saying.
They were like, let's make our sister look good. No, I don't believe you. Or her pack? No.
I don't know. It wasn't for me. I thought it was terrible.
Yes, exactly. Kyle, filler, she's very sugarcane. However, how is Molly Poppins this far along the competition without a storyline? At least sugarcane had a storyline.
That's
Molly
true.
Has literally nothing at all.
Yeah, no. Not
we don't
quite.
Know her at all. And I feel, and I'm, it's a little suspicious, if you know what I mean.
It's a little
suspicious.
Something
little
was left out. You're saying something was cut. Very possible.
Yeah,
there's been so much space. There's been nothing but space for, you know, for like Queen, my God, Queen Kong's story seems to be the only one they want to tell, frankly.
Yeah.
And we love her, but, you know, damn. Let another bitch breathe. Let's go ahead and talk about that Mortal Kombat lip sync at the end. Beverly Kills is not funny. No surprise.
like, she doesn't understand comedy.
It was like robotically, it could have, if a funny person did it, it could have been funny.
Absolutely.
But it was kind of color by numbers funny.
She just like does it. And, you know, we're comedians. We do comedy for a living.
Allegedly.
She just doesn't understand comedy. She just like doesn't fundamentally understand the rules. And for me,
and
it's
fair
like,
enough.
And fair enough. You know, like for me, I find it like incredible to believe that there's some people that exist in this world that don't, that just aren't funny. Cause I'm very blessed to be surrounded by very funny people that understand comedy. I mean, you're a joke. And, but there
you're
are people
joke,
out there like
girl.
Beverly Kills who are just not funny, and people like that exist.
But ooh. If I can be serious for a second, Oscar, no. All seriousness.
No.
Jealousy is a killer in this industry. And
jealous
funny
of this
every time.
Girl.
It's jealous funny of every what? Time. Jealousy is a killer in this industry. It
jealousy
is so funny.
A killer in this industry.
Oh my God. Okay. I live. Ollie. So.
Yes, exactly.
Bitch.
Pretty people aren't funny at all. And I am very funny. So.
Sorry about it.
You do the math.
I say 1 + 2 equals. So that lip sync was wild. It was Mortal Kombat. It was. I don't
even
think it was dancing.
RuPaul, honestly, if someone in this chat who understands computers and memes and stuff, someone sure. should do a meme. Here's a free meme for y'all, free Twitter post. It feels like the way RuPaul was like at the end of America's Next Top Model Cycle 4 when Rebecca faints and Tyra's like, raise your hand if you were scared. Like that felt very RuPaul after Queen Kong and Beverly Hills.
Click, click, raise your hand if you were scared. That is so fucking funny. 100%. 100%.
Because the way they were, I mean, I will say, Beverly Hills knows how to lip sync, but Queen Kong does it better. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, T-Vons. It was both weird. They were tumbling. They were truly Hadouken.
It was a gymnastic show. It was a gymnastic show.
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
But work, you know, Queen Kong, we want to see more of. Again, that garment was hideous. They were trying to give goddess, but holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about Canadadia. Canada. So we had
which episodes
musical.
Are we covering?
We had a Rusical episode.
Okay.
Which was like a girl's trip parody of some kind.
Right.
And then the latest episode, which was a ball? Was it a ball of some kind?
It's a ball, bitch. What the fuck, girl?
Girl, I'm watching Philippines and all of that shit.
I am too. We're in the same, girl.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I know it's a lot.
And then my WoW Presents isn't working.
By our beautiful, wonderful patrons.
Oh, that's right.
Who are so kind enough to give us some funds on Venmo at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. And of course at
Manu, Agapian. Woo! Mm-hmm. Pretty gaggy.
Yes, so let's talk about this
Rusical. Look,
this
the Rusical,
Rusical
was long.
Girls trip. This girls
it
trip.
It was
Rusical.
Long.
It was long as it was bad. Let's be real. It was long.
Yeah,
as it was bad.
I don't think anyone shone. Like people were doing something.
Liar.
But it wasn't
liar,
like
liar. Pants on fire.
You no, live for Miss Fierce Delicious.
No, I live for Miss Kimmy Couture. Like what? Mm. Are we watching the same show?
Look, listen. I love Kimmy Couture. I'm obsessed with her, and I'm so glad
uh-oh,
she's in
the finale. I feel a butt coming on.
No, I love it. For me, cut. I mean, we're jumping, but Kimmy or Fierce has to win. They have to win.
The whole thing?
Yeah, one of them has to win for me.
The whole thing.
The whole thing, Daniel? Yes. For me to sign off on this season.
You're chaotic.
I need Fierce Alicious to win.
You're not having a good time with Canada?
No. Ooh. No. Ooh. I like it a lot better than Down Under, but...
But you're still not having a good time.
I don't know. It's a little strange. Don't you feel like it's a strange vibe around the season?
Yes. Yes, and that's why I love it. I love it because, like, they're all sort of, like, good and bad. Like, no one in this competition is, like... No one is an Isis Couture. No one is just like good at everything, you know?
Right.
Even whoever's going to win Canada season 3 will be bad at something. And I think the closest person to sort of having it all is the winner, in my opinion, which is Gisele Lullaby.
Okay, wow.
And I would love to see a French-Canadian queen take it. And Gisele, I think, deserves the title. However, my chaotic Aries ass would love to see Miss Fearsalicious win the whole damn thing.
I really do want Fearsalicious to win. And my
because
God.
Because you were giving the crown to the villain of the
season.
We
need a villain. If you want Canada's Drag Race to become canon, we all know that you need a villain winner. You need a villain winner. All franchises thrive with a villain winner. UK just got their first one with Miss Crystal Versace.
You think she was the villain? No, girl.
No, the season started with her fat shaming Victoria Scone. Yeah, I do think she's villainy.
No.
Okay.
No.
Whatever.
She's bad. She's a bad girl. She by no means deserves the title of villain. Villain is reserved Tyra Sanchez is villain winner, and I think that's it. And I would say Violet Chachki.
Yeah, I think Violet's a villain.
Truly,
winner.
Those are the villain winners, and we need a third one to fill that trilogy.
Interesting.
Miss Fearsalicious.
I wouldn't say. Evie wasn't a villain, but she was.
No, she was
sharp. She was very sharp.
No,
with
Evie oddly was the voice of reason. She was not a villain. I would never give her a villain edit. No, not at all. No.
There really
is no villain winners besides Tyra and Violet. And then, of course, post show, Sharon Needles. But
ooh,
aside that,
someone
said Aquaria. No, I don't think Aquaria. No. Aquaria is not. No. I don't think.
Aquaria. But it would be almost, so.
And yes, people are saying in the chat, like, oh, yes, what about Vivian Vanderpuss? Well, we know Vivian's fate now. There's no way she can win.
Yeah, she got murdered. Which I would have. Because who does she lip sync against? Vivian V. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Vivian V. Kimmy? Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough to
Kimmy's
go against Kimmy.
Fantastic.
She's tough. And, you know, as y'all know, I said Vivian was my winner from day zero. I literally told y'all, rewind the tape, I said Vivian was the winner for me.
Or Bombay. I think you might have said Bombay, too. Rewind the tape.
I did say Vivian. But Bombay was a shock. I thought she was. I said Bombay was top three, bitch.
We also thought Halalbe. I thought Halalbe was
you. Well, you. That's you thought. You. I said she was trade. You said she was the winner. I was like, okay. Living that fantasy world, girl.
Oh, my God. Whatever, girl. Act a fool. I don't care. Make up whatever you want to.
I'm telling you, I ain't making shit.
Just make it up.
Bitch.
Who cares?
Rewind.
Bitch.
We have the technology to
bitch.
Do this. So
I'm gonna start calling you the Disney Vault because you create some fairy tales. You pull them from out of nowhere. You are a mess.
That's a slur. And this is going to be flagged on Instagram. Good luck. Good luck trying to get this. Good luck. You'll be hearing from my lawyers.
So I don't remember enough about the Rusical, but the only thing I need to talk about in the Rusical was the fact that Jada has been fucked by a ghost.
Oh, God.
Mic drop.
Do you
Mike
believe
drop.
Her?
Best
Do you believe Miss Jada Shada
in the history of the show. I was
her booty hole was hurting.
My booty hole hurt. It's like, girl, that's hemorrhoids. Eat some greens. That fucking knocked me on my
oh,
ass.
Oh, God.
Her booty hole.
Thank God. Thank God for Jada. Jada is so weird.
Insane. Crazy. Now, I will be controversial and say Vivian deserves to be in the final four over Jada Shada Hudson. That is my opinion.
But Jada Shada has been, the producers have been carrying Miss Jada Shada Hudson.
Girl.
And I think Jada Shada is like, so she's like a nice personality. Now she's someone who knows how to be on TV, but isn't necessarily the most, I mean, as I say this, she is the turn up queen of Toronto. So, but I have yet, and no shade. Don't come for me.
You haven't seen her
I have
turn
yet
up.
To see her turn up.
Have you
She's
even
turned.
Seen her rutabaga? You haven't seen her do nothing. You haven't even seen her be a collard green. You haven't seen her potato. So she certainly ain't turn up.
I'm not going to entertain that joke.
joke. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's not a joke. So, yes, it's very goofy. It was also very goofy because I remember specifically it was Pokapakalaki looks, and hers was the worst. She knew hers was the worst, and they were like, "You're safe."
She looked like a Fortnite character.
Oh shit! See, I wouldn't even give her that much credit. I think she looked like Harley Quinn's shitty sister. Like, that was the vibe I got. Just like
Marley Quinn.
Marley Quinn. Harley quit. Harley quit your job and go home. Yeah,
I thought it was cute. I thought it was cute, fine. But to the level that the other girls were bringing, no, girl, this ain't it. Actually, it was a mercy killing to make her go first. Because could you imagine her going last? Like they did Kimmy Couture in the art challenge. Oof.
Ooh, they did her dirty. They did her dirty.
Tragic.
She came out looking like a mummy who found a lipstick. That's what Kimmy Couture looked like.
She looked like a ghost playing with her mommy's makeup.
She looked like a goat who accidentally got into the crayons. She looked wild. So masquerade ball is the tea. That's what happens. I can't pull up. I'll try to pull up these looks.
I remember what they look like, way. Girl.
You do? All three of their ball looks? Wow. Yes. She's got a good memory.
I watched it this morning, so.
Okay, that's fine. I'm here for that. Who wins? Does Fierce Delicious win again?
Yes.
Fierce Delicious winning into the final.
Ooh. You don't remember who wins? Oh, girl.
Well, now, because I just saw Philippines, and Philippines is stuck in my brain because the talent, the tears, the et cetera.
Okay, we're not there yet.
So, Miss Fierce Delicious wins, and we know the Bhutam.
Rightfully so? Question mark? What do you think?
I remember being very entertained. I remember, because wait, what was her? She keeps giving us brand new looks. Did she come out as like a mummy or a merman? What was she giving?
She came in her post-apocalyptic. Yes, she came in with a...
like a mer.
Mm-hmm. With like a very Shape of Water look.
Very that. Yeah.
Oh, Fierce didn't win that episode. She won the next episode. Vivian won that episode.
Someone won the Rusical. Someone won. Yeah.
Vivian won the Rusical.
That's when Irma Gerd went home.
Won the ball. Yes, that's right.
Which,
honestly, here's the thing.
Duh.
Irma, I don't think Irma did that bad, is the thing.
You know, you might be right.
Listen, I'm not crazy,
but you're not a
about
fan.
Irma's drag. You know this. I've talked about this.
Uh-huh.
But she did not deserve to go home. I honestly, with all honesty, and I say this as it's breaking my heart to say this, but I really do think Jada Hudson should have gone home.
I do too. I think it's pretty silly. But let's be honest. This is my honest opinion. Canada has a pretty problematic history with sending black queens home early. Cree, 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 cree.
I'm just waiting for the RuPaul police to come and arrest our asses. You saying some truths, and I don't want the...
Oh, you don't want to say anything about that.
The FGAI to come and take us away.
The FGAI!
Because...
we can't talk about that.
You speaking some truths, because we about... This is going to get flagged.
This is...
a cease and desist from Drag Race saying you can't do this shit no more.
Right? You flags are out of control. I was here. We get it. We covered it. Kimmy Couture is a slay. I'm just going to say Fierce Delicious for the win. And you want Miss Giselle.
Yes. I want Fierce Delicious to win. Giselle is going to win.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think Fierce Delicious is going to win. I really
do.
As a viewer,
Miss Fierce Delicious should win because... girl,
tonic.
She gives us the tea. Honestly, like if you take all the seasons that we're watching right now, and ask me like who the most memorable queen of 2022 is, it's Fierce-alicious.
Fierce-alicious. The fact that she uploaded a clip of her COVID test.
Oh my God, you showed it to me. Oh my God, so funny.
And you pointed out.
Like an influencer.
like it's a fucking Patrick Star makeup. This is the product. Yeah, she's like iconic. Like,
if we give her power, the chaos she will ensue. Like, the world might end after Brooklyn gives her the scepter.
Actually, you now bring up a really good point. I don't know if she'll win because she's too good of TV.
Yes, like, exactly.
The fact that we're now International Drag Race is a thing. It is a thing. And we know the Canada girls are ripe and juicy for plucking. I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, you can't win. You're too good of TV.
Yeah, absolutely. That's literally my case. Miss Fierce-alicious is too good on Drag Race to win the crown. Giselle is good enough that she could take the crown.
Brad Goreski.
Honestly, never have to see again. Facts.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo cuckoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy. Because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow. Well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Thank you to Angie for sponsoring this HeadGum podcast. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Indeed. So if you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Yeah, doing stuff yourself seems fun, but then you actually get to, you know, solving a problem and you realize that you can create 10 more problems, and then you probably should have just paid a professional to deal with it right off the bat.
You can easily injure and or maim yourself as well.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. You just get the app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. It's very convenient.
It sure is, folks, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Thank you, Angie.
Angie.com.
Thank you.
They need to figure out the hosting situation too. Bring back Stacey. Bring back Stacey. Bring back JBC. Sure?
Oh, Stacey McKenzie.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah,
Trey,
well, you know.
Female, sure. Whatever. I'm not here for
Yeah.
I don't like the Brad heavy episodes either. I'm like,
I don't mind.
Brooklyn's
Brad,
the host. Okay.
Yeah, I do love Brooklyn as the host. I think Brooklyn is very fun. Very
She's
engaging.
Fun.
She's very
She's
good. I don't mind Brad, Tracy. Literally, no. It's so obvious she's getting fed these lines on her little earwig. Like, it's.
Yeah.
No. She's, you know what? Bring back Amanda Brugel.
T.
Facts are facts, bitch.
T. T. Vaughn.
Bring back Amanda Brugel. She was cute.
She was cute. Yeah, again, she's just. Tracy's too sweet. She's too nice.
Like, she's too nice, but also, like, not, she's not, she's the voice of the producers talking through the microphone.
100%. 100%.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I'm sorry.
So, next we have Philippines.
Thank you. Who is it?
Is
Please
it
get rid
What's
of Tracy
up?
And her E! News voiceover way of speaking. Thank you.
Ooh, and
Martin
and
Short.
Lou says Martin
Lou,
Short.
Lou, you are so chaotic.
Lou, okay. Lou, okay. So
yes,
let's talk
yes.
Philippines.
Rambling, yes. Am I the only one who doesn't like unfunny people? Yes, absolutely. They don't get comedy. I told y'all, not everyone's funny. Some people.
No.
Some people just aren't.
And Beverly Kills doesn't have to be funny because she's she's a fucking acrobat. She's given us some great lip syncs in an otherwise meh season. So pop off, bitch.
Do you have to be funny to win Drag Race?
No. We've already talked. Villain winners are usually less funny, if not funny at all. Tyra wasn't funny at all. Violet is funny in a very specific her way. Mm-hmm. But she can't do an acting challenge. I think now she could, now that she knows, she's like, oh, I know what's special about me. But back then she didn't know.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk Philippines. Let's talk about these amazing girls. Holy shit. The girl group challenge, which was one of the best girl group challenges in the history of the show. Like
one of the what?
Best. One of the best girl group performances in the history of the show. Just the terms of the energy, the movement, the fact that after they both performed back to back, no break, because you could see the girls shit on stage. I was like, damn, they have to dance on confetti. And then they did that like closing number after they had already done a whole ass song. I was like, they make these girls work.
Yeah. And you can tell. I mean, honestly, it's. I don't know. It's the Asian work ethic. I gotta say, Thailand was the same way. Mm-hmm. The girls are just eating.
Oh my god!
In the competition, like eating, and working
that
hard to
from
eat.
Season two of Drag Race, insane,
amazing.
Yeah, they're putting these girls to work because now, whatever, we'll get to it. But Philippines is doing like a musical challenge every week. There's like girl group, then they did Rusical, and then next week is another dancing scene.
Yeah, like a pageant. Yeah. Yeah. Listen.
Damn.
These girls can do it. They've lit, because the thing with the girl group, nobody was a hot mess.
Uh-huh.
Even in the Rusical, no one was a hot mess. Like,
yeah.
What the hell? Like, these girls can really do it all. Even the quote unquote bad ones,
yeah,
they're still turning it up. They're still eating.
I know, they're still having a good ass time. So like, I guess in this one, they had some notes for, I forget the older queen's name. They had some notes for her. Silhouette. And then who's the other funny one? Who's a queen of age? Oh,
Lady
boy.
Morgana.
Lady Morgana.
Girl, what? Do you even watch this show?
Girl, I'm trying to live my life. Okay, I'm trying to live my life. Okay, club, plane, another club, no sleep. Drag her what podcast.
What clubs you going to? What plane you taking? Come on.
Welcome aboard Glamazonian Airways. What do you think? Do you guys should do the scat? So look, these girls are insane. What did you think about the dancing? You're a dancer. What did you think about it?
Incredible. There's some like fucking incredible. I mean, Marina is.
Yeah.
Marina Summers is one of the best dancers to ever be on Drag Race.
Yes.
It is unbelievable the things that this bitch can do with her body. I'm like, yes. On the floor.
She's putting the pop divas to shame. I mean, the working pop divas to shame.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. It was incredible. But, you know, I did agree with their like critiques. Like, I thought the first group was fantastic, and obviously they had a lot of amazing people. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, what's her? Vinyas. Vinyas is like
the winner.
She was
the winner.
The winner. I agree.
The winner
she's
for me. There is no
easy.
Question in my mind.
She's
that
the
this
winner.
This bitch deserves. She is so okay.
So charismatic.
Like effortless. Like just effortless. Her like confessional look. I live
yeah.
this. Like just like. It looks like she's just wearing like a shawl and nothing else.
I look like, at her face and I get happy.
The like, her face is beautiful. She really does feel like Monet in the way that the producers are trying to make her like
yeah.
the Drag Race's best friend. I think Vinyas Deluxe has it.
She is that. Stage.
And also shady enough to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like the bitch is shady. The uh-huh. stuff she said about Turing in the second episode, which we'll talk about later, I was like, this bitch is evil too.
She's so fucked up.
Vinyas is incredible. Another one that I would be so happy if she won is Miss Precious Paula Poundstone.
Paula Nicole.
Precious, based on a book, Paula Nicole.
Based on the stand-up, Paula
Sapphire.
Poundstone.
Yeah, I'm like, I want her to win.
Oh my
She's
God.
So fucking perfect too. The amount of queens I love, I also love Marina Summers is great.
Yeah.
You know, I do have a soft spot for Brigading Ding too.
Brigading Ding 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 Ding. Yeah.
One of the most beautiful faces on Drag Race
Shocking.
Ever.
I'm here for Minty Fresh. Like, I know she's
yeah.
getting some.
She's
getting
like
some
the perfectionist.
Critiques.
She's the Roxy Andrews of the
yeah.
season.
She's the little you know? Pretty girl. She's giving me plastic yeah. tiara because she's like pretty. But
very pretty.
They're trying to push her to show up in other ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty wild. I mean, and Turing, oh my God. So
I love Turing.
I hate
I
that
love
she
Turing
left.
So much. Whoa, spoiler bitch.
Who's is someone starting and stopping? No, yes,
I didn't
you
even
did.
Say the end. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, you did.
But we can't
she
talk
wins.
About her going home because
she wins.
Wins this episode. Yes, and rightfully so. Because the bitch is a fucking dancer.
Magnetic. Like,
amazing.
Unbelievably, I just couldn't get
amazing.
My eyes off of her.
Mm-hmm.
And my God, she was so pretty. She's so pretty. I don't know. This was great. Yeah, this second group was more synchronized and shit. But Lady Morgana stalled in the waters. She stalled. She had some start and goes.
Yeah, you know, Morgana is just like, she's the old weird queen. Like, you know, this is not her thing.
Almost a little Tammy Brown, a little.
She's a bit of a Tammy Brown. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
She's a bit of a Tammy Brown, and very charming. And you could tell all the other queens love her so much. The other thing that I'll say is about Philippines that I love so much, and I hate this in every other season, is those mini challenges. I fucking hate mini challenges on the show. I hate them.
Okay, yeah.
They're a waste of time, absolutely pointless, and very sort of like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Production will just give it to the one who they want to give it to.
Yeah.
Philippines mini challenges are so special and they are so endearing to me because you can see how much fun these queens are having
and how they support
and love each other. And these looks, these mini looks that they have are so fucking funny. Like even that pole climbing one is like such a favorite of mine. The one do with the 10-20 challenge is so funny. It's really cute. It's just cute.
I love the moments where they crack each other up. It reminds me of Drag Race Thailand, where it was like that loud, raucous energy, which is so fun. I do think the episodes are too long, but whatever. The fact that it's a full 90 minutes they want me to watch Untucked as well is like, what? Yeah. You're kidding. But I love how insanely dramatic this series is. This series. Mm-hmm. We've got to talk about it. There's crying. There's confessions. Anytime anyone is like on the main stage, they're like, we're going to talk about my trauma for 10 minutes. Like.
Yes. It is a very trauma-porn season.
The wild.
But they got feelings, you know, they got feelings and they need to express them. And that's cute.
Boopsie! Yeah. I knew it. I knew it was coming.
Boopy boy song!
Betsy, Poopy's not on this season.
She just joined the room and people are going nuts.
You already know. Okay, we need to talk about the Shake, Rattle, and Runway, which was this spooky vampire ghoul inspired thing.
Oh, no. I really don't want to, actually.
Too scared?
I actually really don't want to. Because I know what we're gonna have to talk about, and I don't want to. And
you don't want to talk about the bloody baby crawling across the stage. You don't want to talk about the dragon who just wore a diaper. What is the thing you don't want to talk about?
It is so upsetting. Words cannot describe how upsetting it is to see a grown man in a I know that that's your thing. I know that that's your kink.
Fuck.
But I...
No, I prefer...
It's so upsetting to me. Mm-mm, no. And not a saggy... No.
Not
even rhinestones.
Rompers. Even I prefer rompers. That's what I prefer. That's my kink. Men in rompers.
I just
rompers.
Don't want to. I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk about this baby look. I don't want to.
We do need to talk about the fact that homegirl, I think it's a silhouette, is just holding a little baby vampire prop. It just made me live. Turing is a fucking bird.
Looking like baby oopsie.
Oh my god, not baby oopsie. Oh my god, no. And if you don't, I mean, no one knows what baby oopsie is. Go watch
if
baby
you know,
oopsie.
You know, bitch. If you know,
here
you
it
know.
Is. Here's Gigi Era. Here
no, I don't is. Want to. Why are you showing it to me? No, get that baby away from my face.
It was so funny that they were like, it's funny because when I first saw it, I was like, yes. I love it. And then, of course, the judges were like, this is a drag competition. You're like,
I don't like it. And I don't like how you pulled it up so easily. Ooh, makes me think, bitch. Makes me
look. What about this gag? Vignette.
This was incredible. This was incredible. And then showing the ass.
Yes. It blew every part of my mind. And it made me go, how is she doing that? How? And obviously you see it and you're like, oh, that's how. But the illusion is so good.
Perfect. 10 out of 10.
Unbelievable. So yeah, I mean, again, Philippines gagging us all. Turing was incredible. She looks like
the bird.
Yeah, that thing. Bird thing, amazing. Even La Queen, this bitch with the asymmetrical wings. Can we talk about? And her Ernest Goes to Transylvania teeth. Get those teeth away from my face. They are horrible. Horrible, 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 horrible.
No.
What was that? Girl, what the fuck is in your mouth?
It was fine. It was
get
fine.
That
was
rake fine. Out of your mouth. No, it was too crazy. The teeth started here. It was so crazy. Get her out of here. She's also slipping in the background. Marina Summers giving mermaid.
Yeah, Eva LaQueen is sort of slipping. Yeah.
The mom
from the future.
Yes, the mom from the Futurama wig. Yes, it's very that. It's very mom's products. It's very that.
Honestly, it's the Bram Stoker's Dracula wig for me.
It's
Leslie Nielsen's Dracula wig. Yes, Dracula
very wig. That. I live. You know what are you gonna do? Okay, Brigadine, amazing, cute. They keep doing this thing where they call girls safe and they're like, hold on.
I know, they're very mean about it. Well, also, this judge is fucking mean.
Which one?
He's the host.
He's the mean one.
He's the main one.
The guy, Loren. What's his name? Loren.
No, he's fine. He's actually quite helpful, actually.
Interesting.
I do have an issue. I'll talk about it in the next episode.
Are you going to talk? Let's get into it. Let's go. OPM Divas, the Rusical.
Haven't even talked about who goes home.
Okay.
Nothing. You said Gigi. Okay, bye.
Bye. I mean, Gigi was dead. Gigi was very dead, and we all know it.
Always.
Why are we pretending? She was just going to be dead no matter what. Like,
damn.
What? Am I lying? Out of these girls? Come on. And she was the one that during the girl group challenge was just kind of like, she's doing it, but she wasn't like
yeah,
in
she wasn't
the way
really
the other
doing
girls
it. Especially
were.
With someone who like claims to be a dancer. It's like, oh yeah.
Yeah. So she's going back to Down Under, the Down Unders. Ooh. With all the other iconic queens. So OPM Divas, the Rusical, they're impersonating famous Filipina women who are pop stars and stuff, and they're doing it in Rusical format. What do we think?
It's amazing. It's so entertaining. One of the most entertaining episodes in this season. Fun.
Uh-huh. Hey, you said Mama Pow has to go make Jiggly the host. Oh my God.
Interesting. There is something really interesting about Mama Pow where she like is clearly getting her lines fed to her, but she like doesn't know how to control her eyes. And it feels like...
Uh-huh.
She does some really weird face acting, which is like, what is going on there?
She's a first-time host.
Yeah, very much first time host. But you know, I like her energy and I love her looks. Her looks are incredible.
Yeah. Fair point, Katie. Rusical was a stretch.
Yes, it's actually not a Rusical at all. Absolutely.
It's not. It's a vignette. But they did it on UK versus the World and where they're like, this is a Rusical. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know if this is what a Rusical is.
No, it's not really a Rusical.
But you're right, Bao. She's fine.
She's fine. She's okay. She is like, she is getting her lungs fed to her as she's talking. So like that's throwing her off. That's what happens with hosting. Like that happens.
Her
especially
passion's
on Drag
there.
Race. And also if y'all don't know, people get fed lines on Drag Race. Just so y'all know.
That's the
and
world.
It's not just the host. It's literally everyone. So
that's the world. Sorry to shatter your buttholes, but that's the world. That's what happens. They wear earwigs.
Yes.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Even when I went to go film a very low-stakes, silly thing at World of Wonder, they were like, you want an earwig? I was like, what? They were like, do you want like an earwig? So you can like, we can feed you lines? I was like, no, I'm good. I write my own.
Yeah, and that's why you struggled that day.
Bow, bam, cha-chow.
And then Scarlet Envy was a real star of that episode.
So, like, when Scarlet Envy was like, I can't think of anyone else I would rather be doing this with. I'm like, bitch, why are you lying? Why are you lying and pretending like you know
she
who
said,
the fuck I am?
I am such a big fan of yours. There's no one else I'd rather be doing this with. Star of Minx.
100%. So, look, this one episode was cute. It was fine. Again, I don't know these Philippine pop stars, so...
Not at all.
Not
but
at
I didn't
all.
Have to. Not, I didn't have to. I
That's
got
true.
My
the
life
characterizations
because
were
the
strong.
Characterizations were so funny. That were so,
so
funny.
Now, I couldn't tell, though, what I will say, not having the cultural background, you can't tell what cultural swings are misses, right? Because sometimes you know... Jada Sophia does Amy Winehouse, and you're like, what? Mm-hmm. I had no context on how good or whatever they were, but I was having a ball.
Me too.
You know? It was a good-ass time. I laughed. I cried. I had everything I needed. It was good. And again, though, we have a gut-wrenching, at least to a gut-wrenching moment, where Turing is... not giving them the looks they want, right? Because this was all pearls was the kind of the runway. Maybe some sort of sea reference that I didn't get, but pearls. And Turing's runway was the least strong.
Yeah, absolutely.
And oh my God, this emotional Jiggly moment. Jiggly's trying to push her. They talk about queens of size needing to give
okay, so
more.
Here's what I'll say. You know, real talk.
Oh,
I like was very annoyed that like most of Turing's critiques are about her size.
Yeah.
And her body. Like not like, you know, she doesn't look, you know, she's not accentuating the curves that she has and like her clothes don't really fit her that well or don't accentuate her stuff. And I'm like so sick of it. And also triggered as someone who is curvy as well. Like, I hate that. And I hate that Turing has to be like, I don't want it to be all about my body. Like, I want to do different shit. Like, I'm like, oh, we're not listening to Turing. We're not listening to Turing at all. We're like just sort of telling her, essentially what the judges are telling her is like, you're fat. Put clothes that hide your fatness. And
right.
I hate hearing that. And I especially hate hearing it from Jiggly, who, not for nothing, didn't corset in season 4, doesn't really corset really even in All-Star 6. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know. I just felt so disrespected by her. I just hate it. I hated that the notes that she got. I hated the fact that she went home. For, I'm going to be real, her size. I hated that there's that expectation of her to be like, you're the only plus size queen, so you have to work harder than these skinny queens. I'm like, that is such a tired notion. Like, maybe that would be okay in season 2 or 3 of Drag Race. Maybe. Honestly, that would be okay in season 3 of America's Next Top Model.
When you go back and see the hard time they gave that girl, you know her name.
Takara! One of the most
Takara,
successful
and then,
girls.
Oh, is Robin the creepy Christian one even before her?
Yes. Robin Cycle 1.
Oh my God!
Who? Yeah, exactly. So like it's using the same rhetoric that they use on Top Model, which we all know is a problematic show. And applying it to Drag Race, it just felt so gross to me. I really hated that. There's no need that we need to like keep talking about Turing's weight. Like I
to
just
be
hated
fair,
it.
You're right. I hate that they talk about her weight. The dress and the hair had some issues.
Sure,
but 100% yes.
Say that. The wig is
the
thirsty
dress didn't
as hell,
hit the floor.
It was harsh. Yeah, the dress didn't hit the floor. Sure.
Yeah.
Say that.
But you're right. They just go to shape, and we all know shape means make your body something that it's not.
Because what it is, it's psychological warfare is what it is. To me, it felt like as someone who is fat, watching that, it feels like, oh, you're trying to get an angle for the show. It just feels like, oh, very conveniently for the show's purpose.
And frankly, also, like,
I don't know.
No, I want to hear what you have to say. Go.
It just feel, I feel like I'm dwelling on this too much, but it really does bother me a lot. Like, I can't stress to you enough how much it bothers me.
It's stupid.
Because it is, it's just like,
it's sizist. It sucks.
My body's my body. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, yes, corset or whatever and have shape, but like, that's still gonna, they're still gonna note me for that. Especially when Trudy's whole deal is like, I like my body the way that it is. So let me celebrate my shape. And my shape is round and that's beautiful too. There's a space for that. I hate when they're like, these clothes don't fit you well. Then it's like, okay, then if I take off my clothes and they're like, you're fat showing, try to accentuate your other parts. Like what? Mm-hmm. She's a fat girl. Her
I'm fat.
Parts are fat. They're gonna
the
show.
Fat phobia,
like, what do you want?
As a society, whatever, our fat phobia goes so deep that people can't even clock it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They and can't it, even I, clock it.
Yes, you're right. And I think Jiggly comes from, like, she means well. I think she really does mean well and is trying to, she's trying to give advice that was given to her. Mm-hmm. But it is problematic. And I think that Jiggly needs to, girl, if you're listening, it's problematic. Like, it's not helpful. I don't think it comes from a helpful place, but it isn't helpful ultimately.
You're right. You are 100% right, especially because it is weird that we know Jiggly has been treated so poorly again in a design mm-hmm. challenge, right? Where Jiggly fails. Yeah. Let's be honest. Their note is like, it doesn't look good on your body. They don't like her body. That's what they're saying.
That
like,
right? part. Exactly. That
if
part.
Georges that part. Can win a design challenge wearing a napkin.
Yeah.
But Jiggly can't wearing a baked potato. Come on. Come on. I mean, yeah. whatever.
I mean, that speaks to
everything
a larger
is
issue, obviously.
Yeah.
That speaks to a larger issue. And also, like, Jiggly does own to the fact that she can't sew, she can't make clothes or whatever, and she has lost a lot of weight or whatever. But like,
sure.
I just don't like it. It's ultimately so problematic when we all celebrate weight loss as like a thing that's like, oh yay, good for you, you're one of us now. It's
yeah,
like, okay,
it's
whatever. And also the important thing to notice is that Tuding loves her body, especially her whole narrative was
she
about like embracing
great.
The body that she had
she's
and
proof.
Having issues with it.
She's very much proof that feeling beautiful is being beautiful because
and
when I see her feeling it, it's, I, of course she's beautiful, but it's like, I see her energy and then I'm like, that's beauty, you know?
And also like, the bitch can fucking flip and kick and buck. Like,
I know.
Her body isn't an obstacle for her at all. Like, the
no,
bitch
she has the endurance,
better.
The stamina.
The bitch can move just as good as Marina Summers. Like, she is
like,
fucking amazing.
Is Lizzo and the big girls, are they watching? Because Tuding would eat.
Tuding also
that
reminds
up.
Me a lot of Lizzo, too.
Mm hmm.
Just like her vibes. Like, I would love for them to meet in some, like, in some magical realm.
That Amazon show was cute as hell.
It
Lizzo.
Is cute.
It's so cute. I love that show. And I love that they, again, celebrate size and they treat them like stars. It's like nothing about it is like about the reality show drama. It's all about uplifting and treating them
yes.
like stars because they're special
right.
stars, which I
right.
think is a really cool, really cool part of that show.
Yeah, but it's like the only show that exists that way, which
absolutely.
Is a problem, you know, it's like the
yeah.
reason it's getting so much attention because it's the concept of like rewarding big girls for their size is so shocking. It's like, ugh.
I know.
Sometimes
we can't send home
I
one of these more
this
for
world.
I'm a bitch.
Oh.
I hate this part right here. And I can't believe we didn't send home Eva LaQueen
oh my God.
Or.
Did you just literally quote Pussycat Dolls? And you meant to, too. I hate that. You suck.
Just call me Nicole Scherzinger.
You suck.
Because I am. The lead singer to your backup dancer, baby. And I need you to know that 100%.
You could never, bitch. Precious Paula Nicole? No. More like ugly Paula Nicole.
Ugly. I like that. Ugly Penelope.
Yeah, and also, and thank you,
DeVille.
Wake Up Katie. Yeah, is she was, Tuding was so, she was, I mean, honestly, I would be shocked if her or Lady Morgana don't win Miss Congeniality. But she
I
did
know.
Feel like the mom of the workroom. She was very positive, you know. Just because you had a bad drag doesn't mean you had a bad what?
Day.
Day? It's reversed.
Oh, I said so it the wrong cute. Way.
It's so cute. It's so cute.
God
so
damn cute. It.
But also that, that moment where Tudyk like fainted.
Yeah. Oh my God. Real. That was wild. And they had to, an hour? They were like, an hour later, they got back together. I was like, oh my God. An this hour. Is the With longest. An hour. An After they've hour. Done the musical,
An hour. And then for Venus to be like, camera time, I was like, girl, shut up. The only oh, part in the show where I was like, you need to shut the fuck up, Miss Deluxe.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then it was kooky. It was wild. Shits. I like the way they're showing me tidbits of Untucked. I have to admit, I haven't seen the Untucked yet.
Wow.
I know... Girl, there's a lot, but I did see what one of the queens was like freaking out on production itself. Do you remember who that was?
No.
Who was it? Okay.
I don't know. One of the, I said no.
Okay. One of the girls was freaking out. I thought you were saying, oh, girl, you should have watched it. Oh,
I didn't watch it either.
Explains why Vinyas was shady. Okay.
Okay.
We'll go do our homework.
Thank you, Rocky.
Thanks, loves. And this during the Lady Morgana lip sync is fantastic.
And surprising, because I was hella confident. I was like, Tudyk got this in the bag.
Totally.
We've seen her lip sync before. We've seen Morgana lip sync before. And she was good, but whatever. What she got to offer.
Yeah.
And girl.
Tricks.
Lady
Emotion.
Morgana.
Wow.
The bitch is...
Gave you everything.
It's too early to call it, but lip sync assassin much?
Maybe.
I don't know. The bitch got tricks. And you could tell this bitch has been lip syncing for forever.
Oh, yeah. You
the
see.
The way, besides the tricks.
The tricks.
The lip sync itself.
The lip.
Is iconic, bitch. What?
She did a really hard, that thing where you sing, she was singing ugly, but doing it glamorously. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
It was, that Absolutely. Was old school drag.
That's old school drag. That's old school yeah. drag. Very it few was, queens on how to lip sync that perfectly. And Lady Morgana. I have to admit, I'm sleeping on Lady Morgana because I always find her
Me
as
too.
Like sort of silly. You're like a silly, like again, a Tammy Brown. People yeah. like Tammy Brown don't make it very far in the competition, but she actually has the skill to back it up, especially in
these
lip syncs. I cannot wait to see her on Snatch Game because and it would be a shame if she goes home before Snatch Game.
She could do actually great. She could do fantastic.
Truly a surprise. And I do think that sweet that the ring was like, you know, I'm aiming for a double Shantae. And when she didn't receive that, I was like, oh. And she was,
Damn.
You know, the bitch was counting on a double save.
I know. And, you know, I think if there weren't 88 queens here still, this,
yeah.
like, if this happened in top seven, top six, this could have easily been a double. But mm-hmm. there's mm-hmm. too many girls.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many girls and they're fat phobic. So.
Ooh.
They had to say
no.
Bye-bye.
The judges are fat phobic.
Damn. Yeah, it was so sad to say bye to such a fucking star. And like the fun of like such an important part of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was the narrator and the energy and the fun and the goofiness. I'm sad.
But you know, it goes to show that like anyone could go.
Yeah.
What it shows me is that like they're not trying to overly produce the show, that literally anyone can go.
Yeah.
Someone even as darling as Turing is like, yeah, you just didn't pull it out. You literally had a bad day. Not
Maybe
a bad
it'll
day.
Wake the girls up. Maybe it'll wake the other girls up.
Girl,
you know
the
saying?
Other girls are fucking awake. What do you want from these bitches? They're giving. They're delivering. Even like a queen like Eva LaQueen, who is sort of like forgettable now. I think mm-hmm. she still turns it out too.
Yes, I agree. There's just a few that are in the background for me. The ones that pop hard. But
go ahead,
you
name
know,
names, bitch. Go ahead, name
for
names.
For me, Eva LaQueen, I've already said Silhouette having some trouble. But I like her, but she's having some trouble, and it felt too quick that she was like, "Here's my trauma. Before you send me home, here's my trauma." It felt mm-hmm, a little mm-hmm. too much, a little too hungry.
Yeah.
She was the one who was freaking out, I think, being like, this show is too fucking much.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's gonna go home next or definitely gonna go home for Snatch Game, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she won't get it. No, definitely not. Work. That's Philippines. This is Drag Her International. Anything else we got to say before we go?
Girl, it's been a full hour and a half. No,
we have to go. We have to go. Listen, if you like our coverage, you need to follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. You need to give us a 5-star Apple reviews. And you need to throw us little coins. That'd be so cute. So if you like me, throw me coins at Mono Gapian.
And if you like me, throw me coins at Venmo at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. And if you hate me, double it.
Cut it in half and double it. And if you need your bad drag fix, please get one of those last few tickets for Bad Drag Race this Friday, 10 p.m. Dynasty Typewriter. Go to at Bad Drag Race to get your info. Ticket link is all over the place in my bio, at the Bad Drag Race bio. It's easy to find.
Mm-hmm. You're going to see some iconic, epic lip sync performances by the contestants, as well as Mono and myself. And we're going to have Rachel Bloom as a special guest.
Oh, yeah. Judge. Isn't that crazy?
Girl, what more can you want? We're literally giving you everything you could ever need.
Give you such fantasies all the time. Okay.
To quote Mono's favorite movie, Gladiator, are you not entertained?
And to quote Oscar's favorite movie.
Here we go. Oh, God.
Show a little more. Show a little less.
I can't argue with that because that is my favorite.
I love burlesque. Okay, bye, bitch.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.